Can't Pay, Won't Pay have no intentions whatsoever to stand for any elections. Our objective is very, very simple and clear, which is to defeat the house tax, the water tax and septic tank tax. And we feel to divert away from that there would be letting down the thousands, tens of thousands of people who support the position of Can't Pay, Won't Pay. I do know that it's been in the media this last week or so. Different groups, even Can't Pay, No Pay, Donegal Inclusive, have suggested or might have suggested that they would be putting people forward. For us, Can't Pay, Won't Pay, which is the biggest group in Donegal against the house tax, we will be standing nobody whatsoever.
But if the Can't Pay, Won't Pay group don't run anybody in the local elections, then how can they still claim to represent the people of Donegal if they haven't had someone who was elected by the people?
Well, it's nothing to do with elections. This campaign has nothing to do with elections. And we've said this from the very, very beginning, that yes, we do welcome support from any politician. And to date, there is only two or three, which is Councillor Tom Crossan, Councillor John Campbell and TD Thomas Pringle, who supports the campaign. Nobody else, no other politician does. And that's grand, and we welcome that.
Now, your profile as a local activist has been raised by the Can't Pay, Won't Pay campaign, but you yourself definitely have no political aspirations.
I have no interest, as it stands right now, to stand for any elections.